Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time, June 15th, 2026. And our passage today is from the writing of St. Matthew, where he says in his gospel, Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles." At first hearing, these words can sound passive, even weak. In a world that teaches us to defend ourselves, protect our rights, and retaliate when wounded, Jesus offers another path entirely. He invites us into the mysterious freedom of love that does not mirror violence, bitterness, or resentment. This is not about becoming a doormat. Jesus is not glorifying abuse or injustice, but rather he is revealing the heart of God, a heart that refuses to let evil dictate its response. The world says, "Give people what they deserve." Jesus says, "Give people what love desires." There is a profound difference here. Most of us live according to emotional arithmetic. If someone hurts me, we withdraw. If someone insults us, we retaliate. If someone disappoints us, we quietly close the door of our hearts. We measure, calculate, and protect ourselves. But Jesus speaks of a freedom beyond calculation. The second mile is not merely extra effort. It is the place where love stops being transactional and becomes transformative. In the Roman world, a soldier could legally force a civilian to carry his pack for 1 mile. It was a humiliating reminder of oppression. Yet Jesus tells his listeners, "Do not stop at the required mile. Go another." Why? Because the second mile changes the soul. The first mile may be demanded. The second is freely given. The first mile may be burdensome. The second mile becomes offering. Love begins where resentment ends. There is a story told of an elderly monk who lived quietly in a small monastery. One winter, a bitter and angry traveler arrived at the door demanding shelter. The man complained constantly, insulted the food, mocked the monks, and treated everyone harshly. The younger monks grew irritated. "Why do we continue serving him?" one finally asked the elder monk. "He gives nothing in return." The old monk smiled gently and replied, "Precisely. That is why he was sent to us." The younger monks did not understand. The elder continued, "It is easy to love kindness. Anyone can do that. But when we love someone who cannot repay us, then we begin to love as Christ loves." For several days they continued caring for the traveler with patience. Something slowly softened him. On the morning of his departure, he stood silently at the monastery gate with tears in his eyes. No one had treated him with tenderness in so many years. Sometimes the second mile saves another person without us ever realizing it. and perhaps more often, it saves us. Resentment exhausts the soul. Revenge chains us to the wound. But mercy creates space for grace to breathe again. Jesus himself walked the second mile. He carried the cross not only through the streets of Jerusalem, but all the way into the darkness of human sin and suffering. He absorbed hatred without returning it. He answered violence with forgiveness. Even from the cross he prayed, "Father, forgive them." This is not weakness. This is divine strength. Contemplative spirituality reminds us that the deepest transformation happens not through force, but through surrender to love. In silence before God, we begin to see how fiercely we cling to being right, being vindicated, being repaid. Yet Christ gently loosens our grip. The second mile may look different for each of us. It may mean listening instead of whining, winning an argument. It may mean forgiving someone who never apologized. It may mean remaining gentle in a harsh environment, or serving when no one notices. It may mean refusing to pass bitterness from one generation to the next. None of this is easy, but every act of hidden mercy enlarges the heart. Every surrender of retaliation makes more room for Christ within us. The saints understood this mystery well. They knew that boldness is often found not in dramatic acts, but in ordinary moments where love chooses patience over pride. Today Jesus asks us a simple but demanding question. Who has forced you to walk 1 mile? And then he asks an even deeper one. Will you walk the second one with me? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you walked the long road of love without turning back. You answered hatred with mercy and violence with peace. Teach us the freedom of the second mile. When we are wounded, give us grace not to wound in return. When we are burdened, teach us generosity of heart. When resentment rises within us, lead us back to your gentle and humble heart. May we love not because others deserve it, but because you first loved us. And in every hidden act of mercy, may your light quietly shine through us. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open a passage of Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.